This is the Michigan Ag Industry Update on Brownfield. I'm Nicole Heslop. Today's report is brought to you by the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan. Farmers headed to Kansas City this week to testify on behalf of the Renewable Fuel Standard, and Jim Zook, Executive Director with the Michigan Corn Office, was part of that discussion. Jim, can you give us an update of what's happening in Kansas City?
Well, thank you, Nicole. And today there's a hearing testifying in front of the EPA about their recent proposed rule to lower the renewable volume obligations to obligated parties. We obviously are not in favor of it. There was a law that was passed by Congress. We're just asking EPA to actually abide by that law.
Jim, there has been a lot of people testifying during the day in support, sharing why they want to expand and continue RFS. What have been some of those highlights?
So many of the highlights have been that the RFS is working. The law was intended to get our dependence off of foreign oil. We have actually reduced that, and that's been some of the testimony. The clean air, part of the RFS was so that we would reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. That also has been accomplished with this rule as well. The claims that why they need to reduce it are because of the fact that there isn't the infrastructure there to go past the 10% ethanol blend. However, that's really just playing into the oil industry's lack or resistance to actually put in that infrastructure in order to meet their obligations. So it is very good testimony. Majority of the testimony is in support of keeping the RFS as it was mandated by Congress and opposing the proposed rule put out by EPA.
As this process moves forward, what happens now after the hearing?
So the Corn Growers Association is asking for all the members and all of those listening to your show to actually go and submit comments to keep the RFS and that they oppose the rule, that the proposed rule that EPA has put out. So it is up to every producer now that they are at below cost of production. It is up to every producer to actually make those comments and send those off to EPA. They can actually do that by going to micorn.org. And there are some petitions and comments some knowledge of where you actually need to send those comments.
Looking at Michigan's ethanol industry, Jim, what are we able to produce here in the state, and what could be the potential for supplying ethanol in the region?
Within the state, we actually produce about 300 million gallons. We actually consume about 450 million gallons in the state of Michigan. Nationwide, we have the ability to produce over 15 billion gallons of ethanol. We have to keep in mind that as the corn yields increase, that we're going to have, in the next 10 years, we're going to have an additional 2 billion bushels of corn. We need to find a home for that. That extra 2 billion bushels of corn, that equates to about another 6 billion gallons of ethanol that can be produced just with our technology increases that we have seen steadily since the 30s. I think as a recap, we need voices to be heard now.
Again, Jim Zook at the Michigan Corn Office, thanks for joining us.
And thank you, Nicole.